Today's second date update is going to be a good one. It's a continuation from last week. If you didn't hear last week, so I'll just break it down for you real quick. Claire is a listener who called us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. She was left at the altar on her wedding day by her fiancé. That dude's name is Justin. He disappeared right before the ceremony, and she didn't know why. Several months later, she hired a private investigator and found her ex living several states away. She got his new number, and we called him on the show, and he admitted the real reason that he left on the wedding day. Here's a clip of that.
Your dad made me promise not to go through with the wedding.
Please tell me you're lying.
No. He met me the day of the wedding and said that if I didn't go through with marrying you, then he would give me $80,000, and he wrote me a check.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I am still in shock. I really am.
He took the $80,000 and moved away. By the end of the call, Claire said that she was actually glad that her dad paid him because it saved her from making a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. But now Claire is back again for another Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Claire?
Please
tell me we're calling him.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It seems like my whole life is full of Awkward Tuesdays.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get left at the altar. That's one big Awkward Tuesday. Then you find out that your dad actually paid your fiance not to marry you. That's another big Awkward Tuesday. It must have been a crazy week for you. Did you get a lot of reaction after you came on the air with us?
Oh, my God. My phone has not stopped ringing. And I've been getting emails and tweets. I mean, it's been intense.
Same with us.
Yeah, all my friends and family, like, couldn't believe it was real. They couldn't believe that my dad did that. They couldn't believe that my ex-fiance did that. It's like, everybody has a different side. But I would say the consensus, like, from most people is that they think I should approach my dad.
So wait, hold on, though. Who cares about what other people think? How have you been feeling? Like, you got dropped this bombshell on the show with us, and then now you've had a week to kind of digest it. Where do you stand?
I mean, I definitely feel better that I had an answer. But I'm still upset with my dad. Like, I'm okay with not being married. I'm over that point. But to think that my dad would kind of deceive me was upsetting. But I also feel like he saved me from a life of heartache.
That's kind of what I thought after it. I was like, you know, he must have known something was up with this dude to offer him that money. And then for the guy to take it proves that you probably shouldn't have been marrying him. I mean, if a dude's going to ditch you for 80 grand.
So does your
100
dad...
grand, different story, but 80 grand.
Does your dad know that you know?
No. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's been eating at me. And I actually saw my dad last night and we had dinner together.
And you didn't say anything?
It took everything in my power to not say anything.
Yeah. What kind of self-control do you have?
Yeah.
It's impressive. I mean, you said that you wanted to do it in an Awkward Tuesday phone call because a lot of people were asking and we asked you for like an update. So how do you not just say something though when you're sitting across the table from your dad and you know this secret?
I think it's because, like, I know he was always a protective guy and, you know, I was always daddy's little girl. So I felt like if I confront him about it, he may be offended. Like, I don't know what his reaction would be. And I don't think I'm emotionally ready for that. But at the same time, I feel like I want to talk to him and I don't know how. And so that's why you guys are just my favorite people to talk to because you seem like you can get to the answer of all my questions. So
it seems like you just want to be forced to do this conversation and we're the ones that are forcing you to do it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, however it has to happen.
Nothing will force you more than being on air. So here I am.
All right.
Right.
So you're going to call your dad.
Yeah, I'm going to call my dad. What do I say? How do I approach it? Like, what do you think?
Well, I was going to ask what are you going to ask?
No, but what do you want to know from him? Do you want to know why he did it? Do you want to know why he did it on your wedding day? Like, the timing sucked.
Both of those things. I want to know why he did it, how long he knew about it, why he didn't come to me.
Right.
That's a good question.
And also how he decided $80,000 was going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
I would have said, give me $80,000. I probably would have walked.
Right? That's the other thing that I was curious about, too, when we heard the story was like, why 80 grand? I mean, it's a lot of money, but it just seems like a weird number.
It is a weird
number. Well, and a good point, Claire. Like, why wouldn't he just say, hey, daughter, here's 80 grand. Don't marry this dude.
Well, because she's actually in love with the
guy. Yeah, but you could have you would have taken it.
Well, would you have?
I mean, if I knew this was going to happen, I mean, money talks. So, for 80 grand, I might have done a lot with that money.
Right?
That's a lot of cash.
The other thing is, you know, I really only heard one side of the story. I only heard Justin's side. And at this point, how do I know that everything he said was true? Mm. You know, I feel like my dad will be able to give me his side of the story. And I feel like I'll get a little more truth out of that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
you
well.
Very level-headed right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. We'll play a song and then come back, maybe give you some advice that might help you, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Cool.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Hang on.